الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفاه أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب صدق الله العظيم. We thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He is bestowing upon us, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us the ability and the consciousness of appreciating all these blessings and using them in a manner that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, as believers, we have always got this particular desire that I must get closer to Allah. Allah must make me His beloved. Allah must choose me from among His, elevated servants. So that is a thing which a believer has in his heart. In fact, even disbelievers, they have got this thing in their heart that they want to recognize who their creator is. They are always searching for something. They say, we're looking for something. And this is because Allah Ta'ala has placed it in the nature of man. Fitratullahi allati fatarannasa alayha. The nature of man has been made such that they will always be looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for some being, for somewhere they can find some peace. So somebody asked one Bedouin living in the middle of nowhere, that how do you know that Allah exists? So there was no Nabi that came to him. So he says, I believe that Allah exists by looking at the dung of the camel. If the dung of the camel is there, that means there was a camel there. So in the same way, when I look at the sky, I see the stars there on top. So I know that there's someone who has created the sky. Those things are a sign that someone has created them. And when I look at the roads and I look at the earth, I find Allah Ta'ala has made natural pathways there. So these things are enough to show me signs that there is someone out there. So the disbelievers, also the people who got no connection with Allah Ta'ala, they're also looking repeatedly for what they call some being, some place, some searching for some peace, whatever it might be. Doesn't matter who they are. Those who have got in your heart, we find the celebrities, for example. What don't they have? Celebrities, and repeatedly we have heard the story about the celebrities. They have got the greatest amount of wealth, the best houses, the best cars, and they have got the best life of luxury and comfort and wining and dining and womanizing and whatever it might be, doing all the haram stuff. But they themselves said, many times we have read about them, we did not find that peace in whatever we were doing because there was something beyond that. And many of them then, alhamdulillah, found the deen and they became Muslims. There are lots of them. Some very, very famous singers also, they became Muslims. Some of them became secretly Muslims. Some of them just openly became Muslims, whatever the case may be. So this aspect of looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us as believers and for disbelievers looking for Allah ta'ala, for us coming closer to Allah ta'ala, is a very, very natural thing. Now when a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he looks for Allah ta'ala, then he must remember his efforts of looking for Allah Ta'ala will never ever be in vain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely open the door for such a person and he will come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like example, Allah has put hunger in our hearts, in our system, right? So when the hunger comes about, what we do? We go and look for food. Allah has put thirst in our system. So when we are feeling thirsty, then we go look for water. So in the same way, Allah has put in our hearts the desire to meet Him, to connect with Him. So once the desire becomes very strong, then a person searches and looks for Allah Ta'ala. And such a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls him towards Himself. Allah Ta'ala attracts him. Allah Ta'ala draws him towards Himself. So in Arabic, this is called jazb. Jim, dal, ba, jazb. Jazb means to absorb. So Allah basically absorbs that person into His love and towards Himself, subhanAllah. So that is what we are saying, that when the desire is there and a person looks for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will come closer to Allah ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala is the knower. He has created mankind. He knows who we are. He knows what our needs are. And based on that, Allah ta'ala has provided the avenues whereby we can go and get our needs. So whether it's our rizq, whether it's our forgiveness from Allah ta'ala, whether it is looking for guidance, whether it is, whatever it is, we are looking for, Allah knows we are going to look for it. Allah has made us such that we want to find these things. So Allah Ta'ala has provided them for us. So if it is there, and if we are looking for it, Allah will definitely give it to us. So Allah says, Allahu yajtabi. Now the word I'm going to talk about today is yajtabi. Yajtabi, Arabic word. It comes from Arabic, ijtiba. It means to choose, to draw, to attract, to absorb. Okay? So this word is found in few places of the Quran. So this ayat of the Quran where I recited, Allahu yajtabi ilayh. Allah draws towards himself whomsoever he wants to. Now you can imagine what a great thing it must be. Allah chooses you. Yajtabi means Allah chooses you and he brings you closer to him for whatever good action or whatever sincere niyyah you have got. In the Quran we find, huwa jtabakum. Wajahidu fillahi haqqa jihadi. Huwa jtabakum. Allah is talking to us, the believers. Allah has chosen you. Huwa jtabakum. We are chosen. So what are we chosen? We are chosen. Alhamdulillah, we've got chosen for iman. Chosen to be in the Ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is one choosing that we are so fortunate, and we'll see the benefit of it, the preciousness of it when we die, when we go into the in the akhirat, when we see that the mu'mineen on this side, Allah chose us without us even having asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this word is called ijtiba. Ijtiba means to be drawn or to be absorbed in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a treasure from among the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That like Allah gives rizq, like Allah gives forgiveness, like Allah gives mercy, whatever it is, this is a treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, that he chooses certain of his servants above others. So he chooses everybody, but they are those who turn to him. They've got this hunger that I'm looking for my Allah. And once they are looking for Allah, then Allah opens a way for them. So it is like when a person goes to somebody's house. The person knows that this man has come. So the first thing he'll do is switch on the lights. So the switching on the lights is a welcoming that person. And then he opens the door, he lets him come inside the house. So if we are looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will show us the way. Allah will put in front of us one or other thing that will make us so conscious and so desirous of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pull us towards him, like how the host pulls the guest into his house. So there's a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, who is this gift and this treasure for anyone? We are believers, we are already chosen, huwa jtabakum. But over and above that, we are also sinners. We are at all times unmindful and neglectful of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this treasure of Allah is for us. So we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Allah, make me from among those whom you choose, you bring closer to you. And so for sinners, people who are neglectful of Allah Ta'ala, people who are disobedient, people who are lazy, people who are not paying attention to their orders and the commands. And everybody has this in their mind, you know, they say, it's time I change, you know, shaitan gets the better of me, it's time I change. People have this in their heart. It is there, whether they get there or not, but the fact that the consciousness of getting out of this and connecting with Allah Ta'ala, it is there. So that's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side. That is the hunger which we are talking about. So it is for those people, even for the disbelievers, it is there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in their heart the desire to look for the truth. And those who have looked for the truth, and they have searched for it, they have found it in various ways. So we have to be very sincere, first of all, in this. You have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, choose me, elevate me, bring me closer to you. That's the first thing. The other thing is we have to be sincere in this also. Because if we are sincere in our ibadat, for example, very sincere, we read our namaz, we fast, we do everything. We do all this, but we're not sincere, we're doing it. Then we must remember that we will not get what we are looking for. Shaitan was very, very ibadat ka guzar. He wasn't sincere. He was very involved in making ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. He used to make long sijdas in every part of the world. But because he did not have sincerity, he was deprived of being absorbed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he got rejected. So opposite of being absorbed and withdrawn is rejected. So you can imagine either we are drawn or either we are rajim, thrown away by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala save us. That is what shaitan went through and that's what happened to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put various things in front of us where Allah has commanded us that if you are looking for me, then there are certain things Allah will make available for us. The fact that we come for salah. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us in the Quran, kunu ma'as sadiqin. Be in the company of the truthful. The truthful here doesn't necessarily mean those who speak the truth. It means that in general, those who are very, very closely linked to Allah and they, for the bottom of their heart, they have recognized Allah Ta'ala. be in the part in the company, or be in the company of pious people. Find a sheikh who can link a person up. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Allah says, follow the path of those who turn towards me. So, any other thing, for example, go sit in the company. Now, mashallah, ijtima is coming. Go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go in jamaat. That is also one of the ways where we can find a means and an avenue to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that. And so many people's lives change. I know so many guys told me this, that, you know, our friends are just coming, go check out the place. I know people by name, they say, go check out the place. And when they check out the place today, they are top workers, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala is using them for the work of the deen. So that's how it is, Allah opens up the way. So like I said, Allah provides various avenues for us whereby we can be drawn by Him. Like I said, our salah. In salah, every rakat we say, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. What we say? Ihdina sirat. We asking Allah, you know, give me guidance. Allah said, I will give guidance to whoever who comes towards me. So, did we even realize how many times we said, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, today's salah. Ihdina, oh Allah, guide me the straight path. So that is when we are, Ramadan comes, we are fasting. That is the time for us to open the door. You say that our fasting gives you taqwa. And that is the door that will make Allah Ta'ala draw us close to Him. Fasting is not just a thing you get up in the morning, say every time and go through the motions and don't have breakfast and then don't smoke and don't do whatever. And iftar time, we read a dua and pray the kajur and khalas, roza broken. No. No, it is an exercise that is a door for us to be so connected to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws us to Him. What Allah says with regard to fasting? The reward of everything else will be given. But the reward for fasting, I myself will be given. I myself become His reward. Now you know what that means. I myself become His reward. In other words, Allah Ta'ala will draw the fasting person so close to Him just because he fasted. Now, how is our fast like that? So these are all opportunities. Hajj. Hajj is the opportunity where a person goes and he goes through a number of actions, call it rituals, whatever, that is now supposed to create such a love of Allah in his heart that then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws him. When he comes back from Hajj, his entire direction of life changes because Allah Ta'ala has now drawn this person. Therefore, the intention behind every ibadat is very important, that you know, I want to be drawn by Allah Ta'ala, I want to be absorbed by Allah, and to be attracted by Him, I want to be chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are various occasions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for us. Then also, you must remember that the disbelievers, Allah Ta'ala provides to them also opportunities, various opportunities. If you look at some of the disbelievers, till now they give their confessions, how I became a Muslim. One fellow says he became a Muslim because he saw a Muslim fellow taking a container into the toilet to make istinja. So why are you taking water into the toilet? He said, no, you know, when we go to the toilet, we have to make istinja, we wash in this. You say, really, why? He explained it. The fellow said, I need to try it out. And that was the cause. If this is what Islamic hygiene is, then what must Islam be about? One fellow became a Muslim because he says, I studied the Bible and that made me become a Muslim. Now, obviously, when the fellow studies the Bible, then he's supposed to now become bigger Christian. He said, but I found some passages in there that show me that I must only turn to God, I must only turn to Allah. And then I went to the Quran. So the Bible was the cause of him going to become a believer. So Allah opens up doors for various people and He draws them towards Him and He chooses them. So we must always make this dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from among the chosen ones also. We are chosen, but more closer and absorbed by Him in His love, alhamdulillah. Now there are various examples we can give. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was coming back from Madian to Egypt. He saw a fire there in the tree, which was not a fire. So he went there because he was looking for something for his wife. You know, he said, Inni anastu nara aliyatikum min abi qabasin. Oh, I'll find some direction. That is in Surah Taha, the first few verses there. When he comes there, that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulled him in. Yes, you got nubuwwah. An akhtartuka. I have chosen you. I have chosen you. Akhtartuka. So now listen to what I'm going to tell you. So there, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam got chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same word we find with regard to Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Surah Qalam, I think it is. Fajtabahu rabbuhu faj'alahu min as-salihin. Yunus alayhi salam story, you must know, it's a lengthy story. But a lot of times people, they misunderstand it, it's dangerous for the iman. Yunus alayhi salam was inviting his people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they did not listen. They were just not interested. So Allah Ta'ala revealed to Yunus alayhi salam that if these people don't change, I'm going to send azab to them in the next 3 days. So any Nabi, when the azab is going to come, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs that Nabi, move away from here. So Yunus alayhi salam moved away. Now here a lot of people get it wrong. They say Yunus alayhi salam moved away from the azab because he saw the azab coming and he didn't get permission from Allah. No. Every Nabi is given a command by Allah Ta'ala, move from here. So he moved away. And then these people, when they saw Yunus alayhi salam moved away, and then they saw the sign, the azab didn't come still, they saw from far, far away. Things are getting quite bad, they must have saw some storm, whatever. So they went out and they cried, then they made dua and they forgave, they said, sought forgiveness and they made, the tawbah and what. So Allah Ta'ala withdrew that particular punishment. Yunus alayhi salam, on the other hand, came to know that the punishment did not come. So now he had this fikr that these people are going to say, I lied to them. And whoever in that community is to lie is to kill him. So Yunus alayhi salam said, if I go back to my people, they're not going to spare me. They're going to say, yeah, why you lied to us? No azab came, nothing came. So instead of going back to his people, yeah, he went and made hijrah towards another place. This was the thing, he did not get permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we know the story that he went onto the ship, and then the ship went into a storm, and then finally, the whole story that they had to throw him out, and Allah Ta'ala sent the whale that he's coming, catch him and keep him there. And he stayed in the whale's stomach for whatever period, different narrations are mentioned. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لولا أن تداركه نعمة من ربه لنبذ بالآراء وهو مذموم. فاجتباه ربه. If he does not the will of Allah Ta'ala, he would have stayed in the whale's belly. One ayat of the Quran says till ever. And Allah says, Lula anta darakahu, if it was not the ni'mat of Allah that got him, lanubidha bil ara'i wa huwa madmum. So he would have been stayed there. But in any case, Allah Ta'ala took him out of the ni'mat, or the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, Fajtabahu Rabbuhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him. Now here the choosing means what again? He was a Nabi, he was already chosen. But here he was chosen once again by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue the mission of Nubuwwat and go to the people and whatever the case may be. So here we find Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was also chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went on a trip to Abyssinia or to Syria or to Yemen or somewhere. He had a dream there. When he had the dream, he went to one pious person there, one priest to him. He said, I have had this dream, give me the interpretation. So the priest asked him, where you come from? He said, I'm from Mecca. He said, which tribe you belong to? He said, I belong to so and so tribe. He asked him one or two other questions. So the priest told him, in your city, there's going to be a person who's claimed to be a prophet, and you are going to be his very, very close minister. You're going to be very close to him. So in any case, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu saw the dream. He came, he didn't tell anybody. And when he came, he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam proclaiming, I'm a Nabi. Now, they were friends from the age of 18 and 16. They were friends from that time already. So obviously, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, I'm a Nabi now, become a Muslim. Like how one friend will say to the other friend, join me now. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, what is your proof like that you are a Nabi? I mean, it's okay, you're my friend. But so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that dream that you had in Yemen, which was then interpreted for you by the priest, Abu Bakr said, okay, nobody knew about this dream. The fact that this priest knew about this dream and he told me the interpretation. How did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come to know about it? Therefore, this was how Allah Ta'ala chose Sayyidina Abu Bakr and chose him in such a way that they were together. Long, beautiful story here. And then we find that, there's one saying, they say the person is buried in the same sand from where his sand was taken initially to create him. Say when you get buried, you are buried in that sand from where when the angel was busy taking the sand, the clay to make us. So that's why they say in Gujarati, they say in the Matorota Lakiro. His sand was written there. That means his sand was taken from there. And when you die, you go back. Mina khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum. We've taken you out from there, we return you back to that sand. Now look at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, where is he buried? So he's and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's closeness of the qabr shows how close they were to each other. Subhanallah. Till the day of Qiyamah and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And we conclude Sayyidina Bishr Hafi. Sayyidina Bishr Hafi was chosen by Allah Ta'ala. He was a drunkard of the last degree. You can't think of a single big time. And one night he was coming back from the tavern or from the bar, wherever he was coming from, drunk, like you can't believe. On the way, he picked up a small piece of paper, probably some ayat of the Quran or something. In his drunk state, he picked it up and he took it home. And he cleaned it out and he put some attar on it because it was ayat of the Quran. And he put it in a high place, drunk. After he became sober, a voice called out to him, "Oh, Bishr, you have shown respect to my words. I am now going to make your name high in the world." Until today, we speak about Bishr Hafi, rahmatullah. We've spoken about him in the past also. Chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So lots of examples can be given. How Allah ta'ala draws people, absorbs them, attracts them towards him. All we need to do is we need to make the dua with sincerity. That Allah, you also draw us towards yourself and make us from amongst your chosen, not just chosen, very, very chosen servants. And this is what everybody wants. And once we are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are in another, you know, level, alhamdulillah, with the love of Allah and whatever else it follows. Allah give us all the tawfiq. أفضل الذكر فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا